This is Ozarks at Large. In late March of 2021, the University of Arkansas released a statement that they would be implementing a plan for a 100% return to campus by June 14th for all faculty and staff, and that students should expect a full return to face-to-face classes for the fall semester. This was prior to the Delta variant and the hesitancy from Arkansans to get vaccinated. By August, new COVID cases were surging, hospitals were at capacity, and the death rate was consistently high. Some faculty and instructors reached out to the university to request to teach remotely in light of the new surge, but those specific accommodations were not granted, which has some students and professors alike worried. Ozarks at Large's Matthew Moore reports.
Beth Gray is a graduate student in the Vocational Rehabilitation Program at the University of Arkansas. And Beth also has a lifelong disability.
When I was 3 months old, I was diagnosed with a condition called optic nerve hypoplasia. And what it means is that my optic nerves are underdeveloped. So it's basically like the way I explain it to people is basically the optic nerves are the road from the eye to the brain. They're kind of what communicates back and forth. And my road didn't get developed. Like I say, it's like construction workers went on strike and got up and left and they didn't finish the job.
Beth says she sees light perception in her right eye, and she has about 20/450 vision in her left eye.
You know, what people with 20/20 perfect vision can see from 450 feet away, I have to be within 20 feet to see it.
So for a person with a disability like that, wearing a mask in the classroom for up to 3 hours at a time is a major hindrance. Beth says the mask impacts her peripheral vision and depth perception,
which isn't good in the first place because the mask comes up to here.
Beth motions to the area just under her eyes. For her, being able to learn in a remote setting during this global pandemic, something she has already done in previous semesters, doesn't seem like a big deal. But she is not being permitted that option. And students aren't the only ones being turned down from remote learning. Many professors are being denied the option to teach their classes remotely, despite spending the last three semesters doing it during the COVID-19 pandemic. Hannah Gleeman is a classmate of Beth's, and she says she found out about one of her professor's accommodation situation very suddenly.
On August 20th, it was a Friday, 3 days before classes are supposed to begin for the fall 2021 semester, all of Dr. Hunter's students get an email from her, very succinct, concise email, just saying that she can no longer teach us for this semester, and she's not being accommodated for her lifelong disability. And if we have any questions, then we should ask the department chair.
To say that the university has not accommodated professors would not be entirely true, according to Terry Martin, the interim provost at the University of Arkansas.
We have offered reasonable accommodations to every instructor that has submitted a request. Now, it may not have been what they had requested, but it is. We have offered a reasonable accommodation.
Reasonable accommodation is a technical term here, not just a turn of phrase. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that a reasonable accommodation is any change in the work environment or in the way a job is performed that enables a person with a disability to enjoy equal employment opportunities. The provost had a few examples of a reasonable accommodation that was offered to faculty and instructors.
Assign a teaching load to a different faculty member or a different instructor and provide the accommodate instructor with a different assignment altogether. Many times that's a reassignment to doing more research, or maybe they work with student success or advising students in lieu of the teaching. So we find another opportunity for them for that accommodation. And like I said, to my knowledge, we have not declined any accommodation. We have made reasonable accommodation. Now, we may not have approved everyone the way they had requested it because we have the essential mission of teaching face-to-face on this campus.
As the provost says, one of the accommodations offered has been to assign a teaching load to a different faculty member or a different instructor. Tamika Hunter, the professor Hannah mentioned earlier, is a woman of color who has a lifelong physical disability that requires the use of a motorized wheelchair. Beth was enrolled in a class with Dr. Hunter this semester, and the class was reassigned to another professor.
I'm taking human diversity right now, and there's two different classes, and one was taught by Dr. Hunter, and then another was taught by Dr. Higgins, who's another professor. She's actually the program director of the counseling department. And when Dr. Hunter was not able to teach her class, Dr. Higgins took over her class. And Dr. Higgins even said, you know, I'm going to try to do my best to teach this class, but I know that you guys will not get the same experience with me as you would have with Dr. Hunter. And she said, I want to apologize for that.
Yes, practically speaking, a different professor can take on the course load, but the students and the professors both acknowledge that it's not the same experience. The provost says the reality is the University of Arkansas prioritizes in-person classes above all else, and that the Board of Trustees has made that point to the administration as well.
So you would argue that teaching a class remotely is not in the best interest of the University of Arkansas?
I'm saying that teaching our classes face-to-face is the best interest of the University of Arkansas. That is our essential function, is delivering face-to-face courses. We are not an online university. Now, we have some online programs, but we are not an online university. And our mission is teaching face-to-face. And so we try to make accommodations to preserve that mission. So we try to reassign, we've done different things to make those accommodations reasonable. One misunderstanding is that teaching remote is an option for everyone, regardless of whether they meet the criteria for the accommodation. Remote teaching has been offered as an accommodation in a few cases, usually when the instructor is the only one qualified to teach a specific course, or the instructor meets the actual criteria for receiving an accommodation as determined by OEOC.
OEOC is the Office of Equal Opportunity and Compliance at the University of Arkansas. We heard from two different professors that were not given the accommodation to teach remotely, including Tamika Hunter, but both of those professors said they were advised to not grant interviews on the record at this time. This denial to continue remote learning for the vast majority of students and professors has left some wondering what their future looks like at the University of Arkansas. I asked a group of graduate students if they've considered taking a year off from school or applying to a different school because of this. And all three of them said yes. Hannah Gleeman jumps in.
We are all literally in a program to help people with disabilities find work, to get what they need to support themselves for their health and their happiness. That's literally what we're passionate about and our goal in our life. Okay. What does it say about us that we graduate from a university that effectively does not care about people with disabilities? Why would we want to keep giving our money and our time to a university that says, sorry, too bad, you don't matter. We don't care about you. We don't like you. Why do I want to be working in that, learning in that atmosphere?
Beth Gray again here.
It's like Dr. Higgins said in our diversity class when she was telling us, you know, I'm sorry, you're not going to get the same kind of experience or whatever. But she said, I hope we don't lose her. Like, I hope the university doesn't lose her.
The statement from March was a way to forewarn faculty and staff that there would be a full return to campus beginning in June. But the statement also included two other important points as well. It says, quote, any surge in COVID-19 infections could modify return plans as the health and safety of the campus community will continue to shape all decision making, end quote. It continues, quote, the university is also in the process of reviewing and updating its remote work policy, which will be shared with the campus as soon as possible. It is anticipated that some employees and/or campus functions may continue to work remotely if in the best interests of the university, end quote. In the month of July 2021, 232 Arkansans died of COVID-19. In August, the number was 793. Decisions on this scale are not easy. I don't envy you in your position. I feel like regardless of whatever
decision you and your team make, that there's always going to be someone who is frustrated or not excited about the decision you're making. How do you deal with that sort of responsibility, that regardless of what decision you make, you're going to hear from, whether it's faculty, whether it's staff, that they're frustrated or disappointed with the decision you're making? How do you deal with that personally?
You know, I'll be honest, it hurts you when you have complaints and attacks on you, but I understand this is part of my job. You know, somebody has to be here to help make these decisions. We listen to the faculty, pros and cons. You have people that support your decisions. You have people that are against your decisions. And, you know, try not to take it personally. As long as, you know, most of the time you listen to people and try to listen and learn from their perspective, it helps. It helps me understand where they're coming from. And sometimes it helps me change the decision even.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Matthew Moore.